Revelation chapter 6. Then I saw, when the Lamb broke open one of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living beings saying, with a voice which sounded like thunder, "Come and see." And I looked and saw a white horse, and he who sat on it had a bow. Then a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. And when he broke open the second seal, I heard the second living being saying, "Come and see." And another horse went out which was fiery red. And he who sat on it was granted to take peace from the whole earth, so that they, the inhabitants of the earth, would kill each other. And a large sword was given to him. And when he broke open the third seal, I heard the third living being saying, "Come and see." And I looked, and saw a black horse, and he who sat on it had a balance in his hand. And I heard a voice which seemed as if it was coming from among the four living beings, saying, "A measure of wheat for a denarius, and three measures of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the supply of olive oil and of the wine." And when he broke open the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living being saying, "Come and see." And I looked and saw a pale horse, and the name of the one who sat on him was Death, and Hades came with him. And they were given authority over one-fourth of the earth to kill with the sword, with famine, with death, and by the wild animals of the earth. And when he broke open the fifth seal, I saw underneath the altar the souls of those who had been slaughtered for the word of God, and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Master, the Holy and True One, how long will it be before you judge our cases and avenge our blood on those who live on the earth?" Then each one was given a brilliant white robe, and was told that they should be patient for a little while longer, until the time came when both their fellow servants and their brethren would be killed, just as they were. And I saw when he broke open the sixth seal, and there was a huge earthquake. The sun became black as sackcloth woven of hair, and the moon became as blood, and some of the stars of the heavens were thrown down to the earth as a fig tree drops its unripe figs when it is shaken by a strong wind. And the heaven was torn in two, and was being rolled up like a scroll, and every mountain and island was shaken out of its place. Then the kings of the earth, the great men, the military commanders, the rich and the strong, along with every slave and free person, hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains. And they called out to the mountains and the rocks, saying, "Fall on us, and hide us from the face of the one who sits on the throne, even from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his anger has come, and who is able to stand?" This is the end of Revelation chapter 6. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.